Hello, y'all. How you doing? I see my lucky number seven here. Now it's nine. Welcome, y'all. Hope you're doing well. Coach Kim in the house. Let me know if you can hear me okay. Hello, Michelle. Let me change my name before I forget, because although I love me some Corinne Crabtree, that is not who I am. Thanks. Thanks for telling me. I'm visiting a friend, and I have been on Zoom this week, but it's definitely different. Hey, Candy. Hey, Boo. You are new and you're joining us. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good Hawaii. Hey, Susan. Susan, you are always on these calls. I see you all the time. Let me pull this chat up. So, good afternoon, Peggy. Hey, Meredith. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hey, Jolene. Everybody, when they say your name, I bet you there's a song they sing getting it. Now, I cannot guarantee you all. Anything can happen. The neighbors may decide they're putting up a new fence. We're just going to go with it. But I'm really excited to be here with you all today to talk about what's actually become one of my favorite topics, which is radical body acceptance. Radical body acceptance. And you get a PowerPoint. Thank you. It is actually a dress. I was on guest coach Judith's call yesterday, and that reminds me, I have some links to put in the chat for y'all. Let me pull those up. And it's a dress. I shop a lot at Old Navy. I'm kind of a one-hit wonder. I like it easy without a lot of thought. So I have some links for y'all that I'm going to share. Let me go ahead and share these. These are the resources for the call. One of these links is all about Coach Judith's call yesterday, which is incredible. There's also my call that I did a few weeks ago on body image for the self-love. And there's also the podcast that Corinne did. So I'm going to share these. Instead of doing traditional announcements this time, y'all, see, Suzanne, Old Navy, right? Instead of doing traditional announcements, I'm going to just tell you more about what's to come with your Queen's Club talks on weight loss. Let's see. Did I give that to y'all? I think I put that in there twice. Give me a second. I got my glasses here because I don't trust myself without my glasses. All right, here are some resources if those came through. I don't think they did, though. Give me one second, y'all. I think my chat is too, it didn't let me. Don't know why it didn't let me do return. One more again. Let's pop this out. And watch me have done it like 15 times. Okay, I didn't. All right. And if for some reason, which I don't know why it's not letting me do return, which is weird. Hey, Jan. It's not letting me do return, so I'm just going to put these resources in the call. Oh no. Good afternoon, Maureen from Northern Virginia. I know that area very well. So we're going to get started. A lot of exciting things happening. Y'all, I'm notorious. I got to clean. Sorry. I had to clean my little camera. Gets a little lotion on it throughout the week. I know that's right. Shops a lot is here. Hello, Queens. So this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, which is all about body image. And in a weird way, I didn't know y'all. I didn't know that I cared this much about body image until I did. So give me a second. I'm going to pull up. I did a keynote for y'all. Now, this is what's so funny about this keynote, okay? I literally have done PowerPoints, a gazillion of them. I literally have done Canva slides, a gazillion of them. I've never done Keynote. And it, you know what? I was like, I could do Keynote for these ladies. That's the no BS gold standard. And I was like, all right, I'm going to work out the keynotes in here. So I'm going to share my screen with y'all. And let's see. Now I see this, y'all. Wait 1 second. Because of course, let me pull up the keynote first. How y'all doing today, by the way? I hope you're doing so awesome. I even went and tested this to make sure it would work. Okay, that's how serious business I am about you ladies. So let me then share my screen. Here we go. All right. And let me know if y'all can see this. Can y'all see it? Put it in the chat if you can see it. Can y'all put in the chat if you can see that? Remember to choose panelists and attendees when you are talking. Now I got to go to the chat and see if y'all can see it. I think y'all are killing the chat with, we can see it, we can see it. All right. It is not. Let me stop my share and make sure y'all can see it, because I, for some reason, it is not letting me look. So let's see what the chat says. Y'all can see it. Okay, now I'm going to do it again. All right, so give me a second. Hey, from Charleston. I was born in North Charleston, South Carolina. So there you go. You are leveling up with those Zooms. That's a good thing to level up with. These calls are a great thing to level up with. All right. So y'all, welcome to the Queens Club Talks on Weight Loss. You queens are so exciting. We're so excited to be able to provide these for you. We wanted to go into richer topics on weight loss that were for folks who'd already, you know, been losing their weight and may need a little extra support. And we have all the topics that I think that you will love. And this one, again, is near and dear to my heart. I don't look the way I thought I would. So many of us have this image of how we think we're going to look when we lose our weight, and it doesn't turn out that way. And so we want to make sure that we are being kind of realistic in our thoughts on how that should be, okay? So this is what's coming up. March 28th, when the compliments stop with Coach Yesenia. April 28th, level ups versus I'm better than I was with Coach Julie. May 27th, when the scale slows down with Coach Betsy. And June 27th, self-confidence versus fearing you'll regain with Coach MJ. All right, y'all still there? Y'all got me? Okay, so I'm just gonna, because I'm a little penoid, I'm just gonna go back to the chat and make sure y'all can see everything. Okay, can y'all see? Yes, you can see it. Okay, I'm gonna start back again. Y'all, I'm serious about making sure you can see this, because, you know, shit happens. All right. So, and now I have the chat up on the screen so I can see y'all too. So, give me 1 second, y'all. I have to move the chat because I cannot, I cannot see my slideshow with the chat in the middle of the screen. And for some reason, it's not letting me do that. Okay. All right. So these are the calls you want to make sure. They'll always be at 2 p.m. CST, and you'll get emails to let you know about them. So let's talk about some of the false beliefs that we have. I don't look the way I thought I would. A lot of us think we'll always feel that way. And in my experience, that has not been true. Just because you feel that way at some point doesn't mean you'll always feel that way, right? Or I thought losing my weight would correct the way I feel about my body. We know that your thoughts create your feelings. So looking for something to help us feel a certain way about our bodies is kind of barking up the wrong tree, as my mama would say. All right. Or number three, if other people accept my body, then I will. Doesn't work that way, y'all, right? You got to be the people who decide, I'm going to radically decide I'm going to accept my body. So here's why it's important right now. Obviously, we have all been going through a worldwide pandemic. None of us have been through an experience like this. And we know eventually the world is going to start opening back up. And many of us have been inside. We've been very interior with ourselves. And we want to get to the point, we may have some thoughts about what it means to carry ourselves back outside, right? So what you want to do is start doing this work now so you can experience a little relief around going back outside. And that means accepting your body as it is. Pandemic withstanding, you still have a body that's here and willing to be accepted. So you could be thinking things like, what was the point of losing weight if I still look like this? Or what's the point of continuing to lose my weight if I can't look how I thought I would? Or WTF, what do I do to fix this, right? How about you have a normal brain? A lot of us have those kind of thoughts and feelings. How about you can rewrite the story? How about you're worth the time to figure this out? And you can stop making self-rejection an option. That does not have to be an option for you all. So the way that we accept ourselves is we practice like anything else. Here I am at 265 pounds. I still felt sexy. I still felt beautiful. And I delighted in my body. And when I look at this picture, I see a sultry woman. I see my beautiful belly. I see my legs. I see my breasts. I see all the things. I see my beautiful face. I delighted in myself. And at 225, I still feel sexy, I still feel beautiful, and I still delight in my body, and I have found new things that my body can do. And this is me at the turkey trot. And look at those legs, why don't you? So one of the things I always like to ask people is, do you have a full-length mirror? It's a useful tool for you to ask yourself regularly, how do I delight in my body? What do I like about myself? So you're going to commit to writing a couple of these things. I have a whole list of questions for you to ask yourself during the call, okay? Or after the call. Here's what we're going to learn today. We're going to learn why it's important and doable to accept and love the body you have right now. You're going to learn a cheat sheet to instantly feel better. And any of y'all know me, I'm always like hashtag slap a butt. Y'all know that's my key phrase. You're going to learn a four-step process and four essential questions to create radical body acceptance. And I meant the word radical because we're in a society that often has all the shit to say about our bodies, and we want to be a standard for ourselves. And when other people see us accepting our bodies, they can say, I'm going to try some new thoughts to accept mine, right? And some helpful tools on your radical body acceptance journey. Y'all hit the chat and tell me if you're with me. Are you with me? Are you ready to slap some butts? I'm going to tell you how to do it. All right. First up, here's your cheat sheet. If you want to feel better instantly, you're going to slap a butt on your thoughts. All right. And here's what that means. I don't look the way I thought I would, but I'm open to seeing things differently. I don't look the way I thought I would, but I'm curious to new ways my body can move. That's how I got to running 60 minutes straight. I was curious. And I'm going to tell y'all, I literally was the person in high school that came looking for me with a search committee on cross country. Okay. I don't look the way I thought I would, but I'm going to have some fun dressing my body. Y'all know Coach Kim is always about, how can I make this fun? How can I make this fun? You all, the cat, I'm visiting a friend. The cat has decided to eat aggressively in the corner, so you may hear that. The cat is practicing radical body acceptance, okay? The cat's name is Domino. So your body is 100% neutral. That means it's not positive, it's not negative, it's completely neutral. And it's always your thoughts that give anything meaning. For real though, y'all, that's what it is. Your body is neutral. Your thoughts are what make the story, make you feel a certain way. So I want y'all to be a hashtag Mario Brothers, as in the video games. Y'all know Mario and Luigi. In Mario Brothers, you get to have new levels in loving yourself, right? Well, Mario's trying to get to the next level. You're going to apply this to your body and loving yourself and your body. So you're going to be a hashtag Mario Brothers. Put in the chat if you're going to be a hashtag Mario Brothers. Okay. Hashtag Mario Brother to yourself. So good news. You're already practicing this. The four basics are all about radical body acceptance, giving your body sleep, watering your body like the sexy plant you are, okay? Doing that doable hunger method. Am I hungry? Have I had enough? And that 24-hour plan with that freedom on how you decide to feed your body. That, my friends, is practicing radical body acceptance. Most of the world does not do this, and you are an OBS woman and you do. So here are your four steps to radical body acceptance. We're going to go through these one by one. You're going to tell the truth about exactly what you want to look like. Did y'all hear me? You're not going to push that away. You're going to tell the truth about exactly how you want it to look. You are. You got to get that out. Practice makes a believer. You're going to let your new learning lead you, and you're going to notice the progress, y'all, and over-celebrate that shit. Okay? Let's go through these one by one. So step one. You're going to tell the truth about exactly what you want it to look like. And I stole this from Coach Kathy. Be the coach on your shoulder. You're going to listen to that. You know, I wanted to be able to wear this bikini, or I wanted to be able to wear these shorts, which, by the way, my rule is you can always wear the bikini and the shorts no matter what your body looks like. But, you know, you're going to listen to how you feel, what you wanted your body to look like through the journaling, your meditation, and safe conversations. That means the people you can call and be yourself with who aren't going to try to fix you. You can even say to them, hey, can you just listen to me? I need to get this out. Like, thinking about exactly what you wanted your body to look like. If you don't do that, if you just push it to the side, then it becomes problematic, right? Remember, we believe in paper thinking. You get it out and then you can give it equal airtime. I wanted to wear this green bikini, but I decided to find a bikini that I felt, you know, my best in, which actually has a full bottom to it. Maybe some of y'all want to wear a string bikini. I'm here for it. Okay. Step two, practice makes a believer. You're going to decide you will begin to actively find things to delight in your body. What do you like about your body? What can your body do that surprises you? What can your body do that you love? You're going to ask yourself that. And you're going to keep practicing until it feels natural. And I tell y'all this all the time. If you practice something 1,000 times, it's going to be a natural. It's going to be natural. And obviously, if you practice it 100 times, it may be natural. And you're going to trade your frustration for curiosity. Instead of being like, oh, I can't believe this, you're going to be like, well, this is interesting. I want to figure out how to make this thing work for me. So practice makes a believer. Every time I say that, I think about Justin Bieber. I can't lie. All right. Step three, you're going to let your new learnings lead you, right? Let it set in. A lot of times y'all want to go from beginner to expert. Talk to a rocket scientist. Actually, I have a client who's a rocket scientist and we laugh about it, right? So you have to go through all the schooling. You had to go through all this learning. You're going to let it lead you, this new learning about your body. You're going to let it lead you where you want to go. So what do you want to do now with your body? This body, not the body. Future self is important, but I want us to talk about the body we got right now. Do you want to dress it different? Do you want to have more fun with it? Do you want to learn the new things it can do? Because here is your key, your mic drop moment. Your choices equal your power. And your power equals your new hotness. And right now, my body, my foot is asleep. So I'm going to wake it up. Your choices equal your power, equal your new hotness. It's a new hot thought. you may not have thought you were going to have, but you got it now. And step four, you're going to notice the progress, y'all. You're going to over-celebrate that shit. You're going to think about ways you can celebrate. So notice how you're a Mario brother, right? How you, those new levels take you new places. You're going to remember where you came from. You're going to think of ways to over-celebrate your progress. And here are, you know, that those four steps again. You're going to tell the truth about exactly what you want it to look like. You're going to practice being, you know, doing it until you become a believer. You're going to let your new learning lead you, and you're going to notice the progress and over-celebrate that shit. Now, let's talk about over-celebrations, because I remember at camp, people were like, what's over-celebration? Y'all, sign up for an online dance class or some other body-based activity. Go shopping and learn new ways to dress your bodies. A lot of times, I do what Coach Judith said yesterday, guest Coach Judith. She said, take in three sizes into the dressing room. Y'all, I used to hate my arms. Now I love my arms. I show them off all the time. Look, showing them off, all right? You know, I have stretch marks, and I still make sure I show my arms. In your planner, when you write your 24-hour plan, there's a part that says, I like these things about me. Write down at least one thing about your body that you love. And chat, I want y'all to save your examples to the end, because before I start coaching, I want to see some of your examples of how to over-celebrate. Okay? So I have some tools for you that I'm going to put in the notes. For some reason, I'm not able to push return. I'll try it again. But I want you to check out my self-love coaching on body image. Guest Coach Judith was here Saturday. It was incredible. She was teaching and coaching on dressing for the body you have. I want you to start looking for real world examples and social media examples of women with different bodies, bodies like yours, bodies that, you know, break the mold on the standard. Look at your Facebook friends. Click through the pictures. There are many stylish women of all shapes and sizes, y'all. Okay? And then in your journal, there is a weight and body image. There are prompts, 30 days of it, to work through those things. Take out your phone and take a picture of this. These are the questions I want you to ask. I could have came up with a worksheet, but seriously, y'all, here are your essential questions. We're going to make this easy in 2021, okay? How do I delight in my body? How do I want to treat my body? What do I let get in the way of me treating my body with love? How can I use the four basics today to show my body love and acceptance? Okay, y'all take a picture right there. Take a picture of that. Take a picture with your phone and consider answering these questions. They're great journal topics. You can even talk them out loud if you want, okay? Here are the key concepts. We tell the truth, but know your new thoughts change your feelings. Remember that, y'all. It's never going to change. Your thoughts create your feelings, right? You can instantly rewrite your body story and slap a but. Remember, I don't like the way my body looks, but I'm open to finding new ways to appreciate my body. You're going to be that Mario brother, right? Jump to the next level. Keep working until you get to the next level. Hey, in Mario Brothers, you die a lot. I know I'm talking to my 80s babies too out there, right? You died a lot when you were in Mario, but eventually you kept working, you got to that next level, right? You keep practicing and over-celebrating your progress. It leads to new learning and radical body acceptance. And y'all, this is probably the most important one. Decide you'll trade your frustration for curiosity and action. It's the action you're after. That's what makes you feel better. So here's what we learned. We learned why it's important and doable to accept and love the body you have right now. We learned a cheat sheet to instantly feel better. You hashtag slap a butt. You learned my four-step process and four essential questions to create your radical body acceptance. And I shared some helpful tools. I will make sure those go into the replay notes, okay? So now let's do some coaching. Okay, so let me stop sharing my screen. All right. So I want to hear first, y'all know I always make you lead with your progress. What I want to know right now is, what are some ways you can over-celebrate yourself? I love this, Julie. Self-acceptance is foreign to me, but I'm working on it. That is the equivalent of slapping a butt, okay? All right, y'all give me some over-celebrations. I love it. Y'all love to slap a butt, don't you? Don't go to jail trying to slap a butt. Only slap a butt on your thoughts, not someone's actual butt, unless they want you to. And I love this. I'm going to be my best when the pandemic is finally over. Even with loose skin, I'm working on my thoughts and looking forward to the next month's journaling course. That's right, y'all. Journaling changes everything. Journaling course starts in March. Corinne listens to you all. The coaches listen to you all. When you want something, we listen to what you want, okay? And journaling has changed everything for me. Listen, I struggled with anxiety. I used to have panic attacks. I'm a survivor of, and I don't even say a survivor because Corinne said, stop saying that. I, you know, had post-traumatic stress disorder. Y'all, I don't look what I've been through. Let me just say that. I don't look like what I've been through. But I kept self-developing until it got better. And that's what I want for you. As my no BS sisters, I want that for you. Okay. Ooh, fun stickers on my assessment page. That's right, Susan. You have a stylist. Ooh, how lush is that? Buying cute clothes, stars on your assessment sheets, loose fabric moving around your legs. Remember, you don't have to, you get to dress how you want to dress. You get to decide. Only keeping clothes that make you feel your best. Y'all, every quarter, I go through my closet and I get rid of everything. I don't try on everything. I kind of know what I want to get rid of, but the questions, I try it on and I get rid of it. I love cleaning out my closet. Ooh, I love this. I'm not great at journaling, but I'm learning how to do it. That's right. Start going through your closet. Write down your wins daily. Getting dressed up in nice clothes every day. That's right. I like my new earrings. I just got these earrings. These are diamond hoops. I have been wanting diamond hoops since I saw Oprah with them, and I bought myself some. I did. And I started doing that thing today, like, I needed a special occasion. And I was like, shit, I am a special occasion. Okay? Putting on makeup to feel good. All right. New workout clothes that actually fit your body. That's right. Tried on every dress I own and got rid of things that I didn't love. All right. Recognizing your gorgeous, sexy new lingerie. All right. Stepping out of your comfort zone and wearing a colorful shirt, maybe a color you're not used to wearing. Developing habits instead of weight loss. I love that. Over celebrating, focusing on developing habits instead of weight loss. I love that. Damn straight. Love that I am a special occasion. Y'all are all special occasions. Y'all are all special occasions. That's your radical body acceptance right there. You're all special occasions. Somebody said buy new underwear, and I didn't even include that. Y'all, some of us like to free flow with our boobs, which, you know, is up to you. But if you do, I am not a Spanx girl. I do not like Spanx. I do not do body shaping anything. That's not me. I like my belly to be there if it needs to. It's okay if you're that way, right? But I do believe in a nice supportive bra. I get fitted for a bra about every 3 to 4 months because as you lose weight, you know, your bra size changes. And I believe in nice underwear. And I love Soma. Okay. So raise your hand if you would like to be coached around your body image. Raise your hand. All right. I don't see any hands raised. So if I don't see any hands raised, I get to wax poetic. I get to wax. Lisa, you saved me. All right, Lisa, I'm about to come to you. Lisa, can you start your video? Oh, Lisa.
Hello.
Look at your fancy headphones. Can you start your, so we can hear you. We can't hear you.
Can you not hear me? Can you not hear?
Say something, Lisa.
Hold on. Can you hear me?
No, I hear you now. I can hear you.
Okay.
I didn't have
a Bluetooth.
It was all me.
Okay. Cool. Excellent. Well, I was actually just starting a run, so I decided to pause anyway.
Oh my God, I love that you paused for no BS for a run, but you're going to get the run in after.
Well, you said no hands up. I'm like, okay, well, there you go. Here we go.
So what's your coaching today?
Well, so I just thought, here's a story I've told myself for a long time. So I am in the midst of losing. I've lost about 45 pounds, just mm-hmm. about, probably another 40 to go. I can tell I haven't spoke today. I'm like all raspy. So I just love your energy. And I just really wanted to talk about, I've been thinking about things as I'm losing weight. So first of all, I've always had this story that I've told myself. I'm 5'9". I'm very broad-shouldered, slim-hipped, you know, barrel chest. And I think one of the things that's prevented me from losing weight is I could always blame the poor body image on the weight versus I also feel like I'm shaped like a guy. That's the old story. And the second part of that is as I'm losing weight, because I carry all my weight in my front, I'm looking at my stomach going, oh, I'm going to have a big old apron flap there when I'm done. And how can I work on accepting that? Yeah.
Yeah. So first of all, the way you described yourself sounded badass, like the barrel chest. I thought the description, I was like, that sounds awesome. But I would say
I too am a singer, so I work on my ribs, right, to make sure I have air. And maybe, so, you know, it's good for that.
Here's what I would like to say to you. How does it feel when you're like, when you say things about your shape like that?
Not great. I've always struggled with feeling feminine because of my shape and size. Because I was always the biggest girl, tallest girl, taller than a lot of the boys.
I talked to us short girls and asked us if we wanted to be taller.
I know my mom was 5'2", and she was always like, oh, she'd be so happy for that. I'm like, yeah, I don't want those.
It's really interesting. Yeah. The girls with curly hair wanted straight hair.
Yep.
The girls who, you know, wanted big boobs, and the girls who had big boobs were like, I could take it down a little bit. I mean, I just think it's something your brain does. And what I want to say to you is, how do you want to practice being, you know, feminine right now? What does that look like? Is there something you're not allowing yourself to do or be because you're like, I don't know. Like, what does femininity look like to you?
It's not so much, I know that it's something to exude versus be, and that's where where I've struggled is I felt if I exuded the way I feel inside, I feel like I would look silly on this body.
Look at how you started that. Yeah. You popped your net to the side because, and I love the vulnerability.
Yeah.
But you haven't practiced it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I said to you, you totally pushed away what I said. What does femininity look like to you? And you're like, I don't know how it looks on this body. How do you know if you don't practice it on that particular body? Mm-hmm. Like, it's always your thoughts, y'all. It's always your thoughts that change how you feel. So what if you were feeling this resistance to not allowing yourself? Resistance feels like shit. Mm-hmm. What if you were feeling this resistance to not allowing yourself to be exactly who you are in that body? Sometimes what we're looking for is just to be exactly who we want to be in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I want to know specifically, what is something you want to practice on that gorgeous body of yours? What's something you want to practice? Like, give me a thing.
I think I'd like to move in the real world like I can on stage. Because when I'm on stage and I'm dancing or singing, I can be sensual. I can be flirty. I can be way more powerful than I feel like I can in real life.
So I'm seeing your emotion and I'm holding some space for you, mama. Okay. But here's the thing. You can do that now. It's you stopping you. And Lisa, I know y'all think I'm some big badass Coach Kim and no BS, but I have these conversations with myself all the time about how am I stopping myself? Because I got a regular brain like y'all.
Yeah.
So tell me what you want to do today and the next day that shows that Lisa, who loves being on stage and feels sensual and sultry and is embodying herself. That's why it feels so good. I know I was a singer. It feels so good because you feel like you're fully being yourself. So what's one way you can do that in the next 24 hours?
I'm trying to figure that out because I'm just at home alone
Lisa, nobody's got to be there for you to have a party of one. I have a party of one all the time.
I know. Hey, I dance. I do all that stuff at home. I don't know. Maybe I should correct myself to say it's on stage and it's when I'm home, when I'm by myself. And when I'm around other people, I shrink.
So that's a thought, and you need to slap a butt on it. Slap a butt on it. Put a butt to give it equal air.
Yeah.
So tell me, when I'm around other people, I shrink, but what?
But I'm working on being more myself and more real.
Yes. And it doesn't have, this is why I tell y'all about old shitty. It doesn't have to feel real yet. It's through the practice and the confidence of doing that it feels real. Like y'all, my energy is usually on a 10, but for real today, I'm a little more subdued and I like it. Right. Mm-hmm. So I needed to show up how I was. You get to show up how you are. I don't know. I know it's a pandemic. Maybe if you go get some takeout food, you can practice being that persona. Or when you run, maybe you go and you get a little bit of a sexy running gear, like something that shows off your figure. The more you do it, the more you want to do it, the easier it feels. Or you call a friend and say, you know, the safe conversations, I am practicing doing this. Like, what do you do? Like, there are all these things you can do. I understand we're in this pandemic, but y'all, this pandemic ain't gonna last forever, although it feels like it has. So you can practice that in your home and take it to the street, or when you go to the park next, wear, you know, a cute pair of shoes or a shirt you may not wear. The whole point is, who cares about everybody else? It's all for you. You are the special occasion. I'm wearing diamond hoops in the house, y'all. Mm-hmm. What's your version of diamond hoops? Bring that to yourself. And y'all, it doesn't
I just got my nose pierced the other week.
Hello? I can't even see which side of my nose. There it is. I got mine pierced about 95. So exactly. That's celebrating your body. Adorning your body can be celebrating your body. All that requires is you make a choice about what you want to do with your body, and then you do it. That's all it requires. That's all it requires.
Yeah.
And Lisa, don't give up on yourself before you get comfortable with it. I hate using the word good around y'all because y'all already do so much good and bad. Until you get comfortable with it, in 6 months, you could be a totally different person inhabiting the hell out of your body. And that's the image I'm going to hold for you.
Yeah. Well, and it truthfully has improved so much in the last, when I think about it, it was weird. What came out of my, okay, those are still stories that are stick. I mean, they are, and those stories do stick around, but it's like, okay, next layer. Because I have been feeling really good with the 40 pounds off. I was like, well, look at me.
You're already practicing it. So this is what I like to do. Y'all say I never do this, but you're already practicing. The four basics is radical body acceptance. You going running, that's radical body acceptance. You getting your nose pierced, that's radical body acceptance. You getting on a call to talk about radical body acceptance is radical body acceptance.
Yeah.
Being vulnerable enough to share your story is radical body acceptance. You're already practicing it. Just be a Mario brother and go to your next level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
So I love it. I'm wishing you the best and just keep doing what you're doing.
I will. Thank you so much, Kim. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I'm going to send you back down to attendee land.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I see y'all raised your hands. Okay. Let's see. Who do we want to go to next? Such a good coaching call. All right. Holly, I'm coming to you next. All right, Holly, can you start your audio and your video?
All right. Can you hear me?
I can, Holly. I'm in love with your wall. I love that. Oh.
Thank you. So I am, after the phone call or the live call with Judith, I've really been thinking about like when I feel the most confident and, you know, when I felt great in with what I was wearing. And it's so much more feminine and maybe like highlights the curves of my body because I do like them, but I work in IT with a bunch of guys. And so I have always covered up as much as possible because I feel like I don't, and this is like, so I shouldn't feel this way, but I don't want to be a distraction. And I also want them to take me seriously. And I feel like if being a little bigger chested, you know, if I were to like wear like the pencil skirts that I like and the heels and stuff like that, they're not gonna take me seriously. And, you know, I'm gonna feel uncomfortable. And it's, I just am trying to marry those two parts of my life, I guess, right now. And I've got time. I mean, I don't have to go back into the office until like September, I think, so far. But I wanna be able to go back and dress my body the way that I want to dress it. So I just don't know how to work on that because when I think about wearing skirts and heels and being feminine with a bunch of guys at work, I want to throw up. So
your question is so good. And I'm seeing the chat be like, exactly, exactly. Holly, forget the men. Let me tell y'all a story. I used to work in an alternative school. It was mainly boys. The days I put on my makeup and looked cute, those boys listened to every single word I said. They hung on the words. They did more of their assignments. Now, I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm not trying to say that, you know, you have to do anything you don't want to do. But I am trying to say that you cannot control anyone's perceptions of you. If you show up and you continue showing up, what, as you want to dress, you practice it. Maybe one day you're like, I don't know if I'll wear, I mean, I used to sometimes I'd be like, I don't know if I'm gonna wear that shirt again. Or you get to practice it and try it. But what you don't get to do is decide you can't do it because you're gonna let these men decide what's acceptable and not acceptable. You get to decide that.
Yeah. God, I just can't, I don't know. I think I'm just going to have to try doing it and be uncomfortable, but it just makes me feel nauseous.
That you know what I describe that as being a performer for all these years, even y'all, before I get on these calls, I have this little fluttering inside of me and I've decided that's just the part of me that cares. Like nervousness is my body, my thoughts, getting my body ready to make it happen. By the way, you don't have to get your body ready, but it's my fault that I'm doing that. So what I'm trying to say to you is you got to play around with it, experiment with it. And that little uncomfortable feeling, you're calling it, we say it's uncomfortable. It's the feeling that makes us want to throw up. Why not slap a butt on it and decide that's my feeling of being excited, nervous, anticipation, wondering what's going to happen next? Because if you don't get to show up as fully as you want to, the biggest thing is bringing yourself.
Yeah. And that's how I feel right now is I've got 25 cardigans in my closet because I'm always trying to hide, and I want to be able to show up and be who I actually am. And because I think I could do my job better that way, but I'm I don't know. I need to work on the confidence thing, I think.
Confidence comes from doing. Take your fine ass out to the mall, buy yourself something you want to wear, put it on in your, room, dance around in your heels. And you tell those boys are going to see me as the badass I am, whether they do or not. It's none of your business. You show up how you want to. It's like, part of me showing up is it's always for me, but it's also a gift I give to the world.
Yeah, I see that.
Like, you showing up as authentically as you are is a gift you give to the world. We can never change anybody, but sometimes somebody will say, I'm thinking about Harry Met Sally in the scene where she's having an orgasm. She's like, I'll have some of what she's having. That whole idea that someone will see us and they'll be like, I'll have some of what she's having. Like, when I see her being so fully in herself, it gives me thoughts about how can I be so fully in myself. I start to have thoughts of how I can be so fully into myself. Confidence comes from doing. Perfection comes from it has to be a certain way. I know which one I want to choose.
And so I should just, you think, practice like being my actual feminine self, like even at home, or like, maybe I won't wear my workout clothes all day one day and I'll actually get dressed.
Practice it at home and just have fun with it. Y'all got to have more fun. My gosh, y'all be so serious sometimes. Have some fun. You got to have fun.
All right.
You get to try on a new version of yourself. And then carry that version of yourself back in the office. You got a little while maybe before the world opens back up to do that. But like, be okay to be silly. We all knew the girl in high school who was so fully herself. And it messed with us sometimes a little bit because we're like, damn, how can she be so much herself? And we all know that there was a part of us that was like, I want some of that. Mm-hmm. And now you get to be that for yourself. And those boys can come along for the ride or they don't. Who cares? Other people's opinions about your body are none of your business. Even if I give you a compliment, Holly, your hair is, beautiful. You look beautiful. You can take it in, but really my opinion about you never matters. It's your opinion about you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait. You better put a picture in the main group so we can see your fine ass walking in that office in your heels and your pencil skirt.
I will.
Yeah. So just like, if you feel like this is what I always hear. If you feel like you want to throw up, you're doing it right.
Okay. I'll try to remember that and not throw up.
Yes, it's the barf doctrine. Yeah. Those who feel like they want to throw up are doing it right.
Noted.
Put a picture in the Facebook community so we can celebrate you and tell the story. Like I was worried professionalism. That's some old patriarchal bullshit that we ain't got to subscribe to. And that's okay. No, don't come down on yourself. You're going to buck that by being your authentic self.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
That's what you're going to do. So make it happen, Molly. All right?
I will. Thank you.
Sending you back to Attendee Land. Thanks so much for joining me on the call.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. How y'all doing in the chat? Let me go check out you chataphobes. I guess you're not chataphobes. Let's see. Chatpalooza. All right. Let's see. Cute clothes, which are separate from work. I say put some of them cute clothes on for work. Teach them how it's done. That's right. We are here to bug that patriarchal bullshit. We sure are. Okay. Yes. Take pictures and tag Coach Kim. That's right. Hey, Sierra. All right. So, yes. Project leader who weighed twice when I did dress like colorful celebration every single day. I was amazed. Girl, Holly, you might mess around and get a promotion. That's all I'm saying. All right. See, who are we going to coach next? Katrina, I am coming to you. Have y'all noticed that Coach Kim has learned how to work her technology much better? Okay. I just had to practice. I had to get better at doing it. Katrina, I'm coming to you. All right, Katrina, can you start your video and your audio?
Hello.
Katrina, look at your little sexy glasses. I'm here for it. Yes, I am here for it. How you doing?
I'm good. So my question is around not really body image as far as like having excess weight or something. It's more around like wrinkles and getting older and aging. So I am single, and at first my thought was nobody's going to want me if I get older and I start developing wrinkles, nobody's going to want me. But then I drilled deeper into that, and then I was like, wait a minute, it's not that guys won't want me, it's that I won't want me. And then I was like, well, why won't I want me? And then the answer that I came up with was because society says I'm not good enough, and that's kind of where I get stuck.
Now, Katrina, all of us, let me put on my glasses so I can see these wrinkles you speak of. Hold on, Katrina. Mm-hmm. Okay, I knew they weren't. Y'all, we are our worst critic. See this wrinkle right here? I worked hard for this wrinkle. Shit, I want to keep it. These laugh lines, I worked hard for these. I worked hard for this. Now, I get what you're saying. Wrinkles, what I want you to think about is like, what do you want to do about it? Do you want to? Okay, so you're doing everything. Y'all, I bought a microdermabrasion machine. Okay, it's Corinne's fault. I got her exact machine. It's a story you're telling yourself. Let's rewrite it.
Yeah.
I mean, you already started rewriting it. You literally said, it's for me. If you feel desirable, most folks will believe what you're putting out. And if they don't, who cares? And to me, wrinkles are a freaking badge of courage. They show where I've been. They show all the laughs I've had. And it's also okay if you want to go on the other side of those, if you want to do the things. So I guess my question is, do you want to let some of that routine go? Is all the routine of getting rid of the wrinkles stressing you the hell out?
It's not really the routine, but it's more that like, it doesn't matter how strict I am about the routine. Eventually, one day I will develop wrinkles. There's no getting around that.
What's your story around those said wrinkles? What's your story? Tell me about it.
I think it's that I'm not going to like myself if I develop wrinkles.
What evidence do you have of that?
That I won't like myself?
Yeah. When is there another time that you've not liked yourself when something has changed?
Well, I guess when I gain weight, I don't like that about myself.
Okay. Well, you know, I coach people in private coaching, and I always tell them what goes up must come down. Regains are a part of life. Wrinkles are a part of life. Crepey skin is a part of life. Like, maybe the work for you is that I can be whatever I want to be with the wrinkles, with the changes, with all of those things. So rewriting your story is putting you in the hero. It's like you're in the hero. Putting yourself in the hero character, you know? So think about when you are 70, 80, 90, 110, when you're that age, what are some things you want to look forward to in your life to getting to those kind of those milestones? And we, by the way, have women in our No BS community who are those age, and those are the women I'm always looking at like, damn, wow, yes, I can learn from you. So what do you want to, what's bigger than those wrinkles in your life?
Being able to move my body at that age.
Love it. What else?
Hopefully having a significant other at that time.
What else?
I don't know.
Child, I don't know your preferences. I don't want to make an assumption. In my dating experience, I ain't never had a man look at me and say, ooh, I can't date you because that wrinkle.
That's true.
It doesn't, and I'm not putting all the impetus on the man if you date men, if you date women, if you date people who, you know, are gender nonconforming. I'm not putting any emphasis on that at all. What I'm saying is you have created these wrinkles. You've given them a story. You've made them into bigger than what they are. And it could be, hey, I have a thought. I don't know what getting older looks like for me. And wrinkles are what the gazillion-dollar beauty industry has told us, that those are things we're supposed to prevent. And I'm telling y'all, I have a Facebook feed of so many beautiful women. I believe in multi-generational friendships. And honey, when I tell you that the last thing I ever think about are the wrinkles of those women, I think of them being badass. I think about all their accomplishments. I think about how they love me and they love themselves. And the wrinkles are not even a thought. Now, I ain't gonna lie. I looked in the mirror and I said, my forehead's a little bumpy. I can do something about that. I'm not against tending the lawn if you want to do it, right? But I didn't say I'm less than because my forehead is more textured. I just said, I'm curious about trying something new. I want to try this microdermabrasion machine that Corinne said she does. Thanks, Corinne. She uses, you know. What's another thought you want around those wrinkles?
I don't want them to have such a hold of my life. I want them to just be there and exist. And okay, like having brown hair. Okay, I have brown hair. Like it doesn't, I don't think about it on a daily basis. It's just kind of there.
So in your planner, or however, if you do a digital planner, every single day, challenge that wrinkle story. Say something like, you know, as I get on up in age, that's how I say it if you're Southern, as I get on up in age, you know, I want to be known for how I love myself. As I get on up in age, I want to be known for how I've contributed to the world. As I get up in age, I want to be known as a person who loved the environment or loved my pets or showed my heart as fully and completely as I could. Because Coach Kim has been working on keeping her heart open. Think about all the things that matter so much more than those wrinkles, and your life will change. And girl, you will not think about those wrinkles. I don't think about these arms, except they are fabulous. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah, thank you.
We love it. And by the way, your skin looks great, Katrina. Oh,
thank you so much. I do work hard.
All right. Have a good one, and I'm just wishing you the best. What a beautiful journey.
Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate it. Okay. So let me change it back. We are about at time. Hold up, Katrina. Yeah, all right. I thought you were going to hang out with me. We're about at time. I would love, and I have two Q&A questions. Let me see. Yes, I shops a lot. Sorry, shops a lot. It took me a minute. Can you give me an example of an action? So I talked about putting action to things. So don't just talk about, I want to have a good relationship with my body. Learn the things your body could do. I did not know my body could run 60 minutes. Now I do. find ways to have a deeper relationship with the body. Corinne has a couple of episodes on, and I'll put these in the replay notes, on mirror work, actually talking to your body in a certain way. Write a love letter to your body. Journal on your body. Allow yourself to touch your body with love. As you're lotioning your body, think about all the care, seed care into it, love, all the things. So action doesn't have to, remember, we believe in 1% actions. Actions don't have to be go run a marathon tomorrow, unless you want to. But actions are all the choices you decide to make with your body. Okay, so then Michelle, you said, what kind of words and thoughts can I use to help encourage my self-confidence when my friends around, when around my friends who are all past collegiate athletes and are still super in shape? I'm all about not letting comparison steal my joy, but find my overweight, sagging body so unattractive when around them, or when around their semi-naked bodies. I think it's especially difficult because the husbands do compare us. I know they all love me as their friend. Oh, Michelle. Okay. Well, paper thinking, get all that out on paper and then decide, y'all, I love my belly. I don't need my belly to ever be flat. I got ovaries and fallopian tubes and all kinds of stuff pushing out. And I love that belly. You get to decide how you want to feel about your body. And when other people have opinions, let them have them. If you see something in your friends, your past collegiate friends or who are super in shape, maybe you're being pushed to think about ways that you want to move your body differently. Maybe you want to take Pilates. Maybe you want to do yoga. Maybe you want to run. And I love this. I love my lady lumps and humps. That's something that I loved about guest coach Judith's call yesterday, where she was like, love the lumps, love the bumps, love your shape. Decide that you are going to feel good about you. So some of the thoughts I would think of, I love the way my body looks as I lose weight. I love the relationship that I'm finding with my new body every day. I love how strong my arms are. I love how shapely my legs are. I love that my stomach is there to do all the digestion things for me. I like to dress my body in ways that accent the things I really love, you know? So think about those things. And even sometimes if you can find a safe conversation with one of your friends, I bet you they'll be like, Michelle, we love your body. You know, we love you, we love all those things. So just consider it as a process and keep going. Yes. Consuela says, can you explain hashtag slap a butt again, please? You're so welcome, Michelle. And y'all can always take stuff to Ask Coaches, okay? If I am not able to get into this, you can take it to Ask Coaches. So slap a butt. So say I have a thought. Ugh, you know, I hate cooking every night, but I'm learning to cook food that I really enjoy. Or I hate the way my nails look, but I'm beginning to understand that I can go get a manicure every other week if I want to. So the butt is giving it equal airtime. You're not, it's always important how you end the thought. Y'all, don't be fake. Definitely like say how you feel about stuff, but then come back and rewrite it on the end. The thing about old shitty is what you say on the end. That's the equal air time, right? Like, I'm so frustrated that I couldn't run for 30 minutes, but I remember when I couldn't run for 5 minutes. It reminds you of the progress you're making, okay? So when you slap a butt, you're changing the story to make you as the hero, okay? Y'all, this was fun. Let me find out. Corinne has taught me that I have a special love for body image, all things body image, body positivity, radical body acceptance. Y'all, this has been fun. I hope y'all have a wonderful Sunday. Mwah. I love my no BS women. Y'all are amazing. Have a good one.